Shalom of Rach, Bezer Hashem, continued my round, Ferris Yisrael, Shin number 19. We're going to begin from Perek Zayin. We started Perek Vav last time, we learned part of it. Perek Zayin is going to review, summarize to some degree some thoughts from Perek Vav, where we're discussing the reasons for the mitzvahs that we do. And do we know, can we know the reasons? Now, let's, before we begin, we're not discussing, we all know the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch was a Sefer written by one of the great Rishonim. It's not really clear 100% who wrote the Sefer. The Shach, the second Shach in Basav HaCholav, Hilchos Basav HaCholav, Simen Pei Zayin, he says that the Ra'ah of Aaron HaLevi wrote the Sefer Chinuch. The Magen Avraham, Nehilchus Brachos, also says that the Ra'ah is the author of the Sefer Chinuch. The Chidah disagrees and says no, he proves in his approach that the Chidah is not the author, that the Ra'ah is not the author of the Sefer Chinuch. What did the Sefer Chinuch do? The Sefer Chinuch, he wrote a Sefer for his son. That's number one. He didn't know, necessarily, that his work, the Sefer HaChinuch, will be learned 800 years later across the world by everyone. Everyone learns the Sefer HaChinuch. One of the reasons why people learn the Sefer HaChinuch is to get the time of mitzvahs, the reasons for the mitzvahs. And the Sefer HaChinuch says this is efshar, this is a possible reason. He's not saying this is the reason. That's number one. Okay, and when, just like we have in front of us, you have some food with some salt and some pepper, and the delicious ragolach, it has flavor to it. You could put the same food out there without any spices, and it's bland. So what the tam for the mitzvah does, you have to do the mitzvah either way. The tam creates a connection. Just like the flavor, whether it's salt, whether it's pepper, whether it's garlic powder, whatever it might be, it creates a taste. So too over here, lahavdil, the tam for the mitzvah creates a taste of the mitzvah. A taste of the mitzvah. There's a sheet of the Rambam, there's an approach of the Ramban, and then there's an approach from the Maral. In regards to what are the reasons why Hashem gave us the mitzvahs? And it's based off of different Mamari Chazal. The Rambam says his pshat, and he says anyone who disagrees with this, he uses a lashon like his meshuga. The Maral, he says by the Rambam's pshat, totally incorrect. And the learning, they're allowed to do so. Without further ado, with that little introduction, let's understand over here, page Kuf Yudalit in Rabbi Harbin Sefer, Perek Zayin, Acha Shabiyarnu Lucha. After you explain, Ki Midos Hashem Yisbarach Gezeirois Al Yisrael. The Midos of Hashem Yisbarach are Gezeirois, or decrees, on Klal Yisrael. Step number one. What did Maral say? Maral says, we have to know the mitzvahs. Midas means mitzvahs. We've seen this earlier also. The mitzvahs of Hashem are kimelech ha-goyzer al-amoy. It's like a king who decrees something on his nation. The subjects, the people in the king's palace, they have to do what the king says. So that's step number one. In the previous parak, that's what we come out with, that the mitzvahs are exer from Hashem. Says, don't think pshat is like the Rambam said. The perish ha-maimer hazeh in explaining shedaz chazal shegozer aleinu a mitzvah. That this is that chazal decreed upon us the mitzvahs. Ve'ein lehem tam. There's no reason. Rak shehem gezeru l'nasas Yisrael l'tzaref v'yisam im yishmeru es mitzvahs. So the Rambam's pshat, let's try to understand the Rambam's approach is, Eilem tam, rak shehen gezeru l'nasus Yisrael, their decree to test Klal Yisrael, ulet sarif oysom, sarif oysom is an important word. It's like to refine. Just like you take gold, and you want to refine it, you want to take out the impurities of the gold, and you have the finest gold, right? So too, that the mitzvahs are l'tzarif oysom, based on the pasuk in Tehillim Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Lamed Aleph, which we'll see soon. Let's just go back a line here. When you say Shedas Chazal Shegozer Leidam Mitzvahs, meaning that Chazal's understanding, the Rambam is explaining that Chazal understands Shegozer Leidam Mitzvahs, that Hashem was Gozer Leidam Mitzvahs. That's how you read this. That Hashem was Gozer the Mitzvahs on us. Like, just like the Melech, like you said three lines above, like the Melech who makes decrees on his subjects. Vein Lahem Tam, Rak Shehein Gezer Lenasis Yisrael, Uletzarif Hayisam. He brings from the Rambam, he brings from the Medrash, Now, interesting to point out that these are two different Rambams. The first Rambam he brings is in Perek Mem Ches. Second Rambam he brings is Perek Chavav. But it's still Shitas Rambam. And Chazal bring, the Medrash says, this is now what I'm saying is from Chazal. Mitzvahs were only, what does it make a difference to Hashem, says the Medrash, if we shecht from the neck or from the nape, from the front of the neck or from the back of the neck? What does it make a difference to Hashem? Where we shecht then? Says the Medrash, the mitzvahs were only given litzarif, to refine behen habriyos, to refine the people. Shenemar, Kol imrois Eloika tzerufa. The imrois, the amoris, the sayings of Eloika, of Hashem, are tzerufa, are to refine us. Adkan. So if you take a look at number 5, he brings the Rambam, Imar Nevuchim, says, Kol mitzvahs, yesh lehem esiba. All the mitzvahs have a reason. All the mitzvahs have a reason. Elisha, ani matzasi, dover lechachon and zal bebreishas rabo. He says, I found Medrash Chazal, Yerem Yemenu Betchilos Machshava Shekzasa Mitzvahs Ein Lahem Ilo Elo HaMitzvah Behen Levad. Some mitzvahs seem like they have no reasoning, just the mitzvah alone. V'loi kivin behen tachlis acheres loi teles v'nimsos. And that there's no understanding behind them. V'omram Sham Echi Ma'ich Pasloi Lakosh Baruch, he brings the Medrash that we just read over. Skipping a few lines over there still, at the end of the second last line in number 5, there's a very wondrous statement from Chazal in regards to, does it make a difference to Hashem or how we shecht the animal? Of course not. He says the Rambam, says, the way I explain it, that is the pshat, and don't deviate from the correct approach. And you said this earlier, it's brought down in the bottom of the previous parak as well. Now, he brings a pasuk over here called Imreis Elokat Srufof. He brings from Mishlei. There's also a pasuk, like we said, from Tehillim. Upirisha Rambam Zal, Bazeh, Ki Hashem Yizbarach Nosan HaMitzvus L'Nasis L'Tzarech Behen HaBriyas. Hashem gave us mitzvahs to challenge us and to test us and to refine us. V'daito Zal, Bahamashal, the Rambam's understanding in the Mashal, ki lechol mitzvah mitzvah ein savak sheyesh batam lametziva b'mitzvah zois. There's no question, there's no savak that there's a reason behind the mitzvah. Now, what we're about to say, if you want to understand the point of contention between the Maral and the Rambam in Marin Avuchim, is right here, right now. The Rambam's going to say that the protein, the specific details, doesn't make a difference. The generality of the mitzvah, of course that matters. When we say it doesn't make a difference, of course we have to do it every protein detail. Let me be clear. But the reason behind the protein, says the Rambam, that does not necessarily have a reason for it. The general reason, of course, is a reason for a mitzvah. Says the Maral to that, absolutely not. Every detail, not that you have to do it, of course every mitzvah you have to do, and every prat you have to do as well. is there a reason behind the pratim of the mitzvah? So to that, the Maral says yes, and the Rambam says no. Let's read this inside. Avol divrayim apratim shehein. This is now the Rambam still. Shehein b'mitzvah, but the specifics of the mitzvah. Ki kol mitzvah mitzvah yesh ben dvarim pratim. Every mitzvah has specific details to them. Ein lehem tam. To that, the Rambam says ein lehem tam. We're in the top of the second column, and the Rambam says ein lehem tam. And that's how the Rambam's learning the Medrash. This is Chazal. Chazal asked this question. What does it make a difference to Hashem if he's Sheikh bin Tzavr, Sheikh bin Ha'irif? Tzavr is once again the neck, and the Ha'irif is the nape, the back of the neck. Kishchitas Tzavr, Dover Prati. So the way the Rambam's learning this Medrash is that Shchitas Tzavr, Shchita, yes. There's a reason for Shechita. There's a time for Shechita. You'll ask the Rambam, it's 100%. There's a time for Shechita. You'll ask the Rambam, is there a time for the specific makom of the Shechita? So, say the Rambam, no. Not necessarily. Ki mitzvah Shechita, she yishchoit v'lo yumloik. Yesh baitam. Ava she yishchoit min atzaver v'lo yishchoit min ha'oyrif, l'davar hazeh ein loitam. Whether or not you should do shechita or and not malika. Malika is once again taking your thumb, the kohen's thumb, and shechting the bird with the thumb, right? In the base of Midrash, that's how you do it. That says the Rambam, there is a time. But aval sheyishchait min atzaver v'lo yishchait na'irif l'davar hazeh ein leitam. Whether you shecht from the neck or the nape, the Rambam will say ein leitam. Kachem Dvarov, says the Maral, that's the words of the Rambam. Now, I just wanted, before we continue, like I try to do before I give every shir, I misspell that I say, Alpiderach Emes, even though you tell me we learned in the Hakdamah of the Pharisees Yisrael, even if you say wrong pshat, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes it and kisses it. We're not here to say wrong pshat. I just wanted to point out, these are very esoteric topics over here. And we hope to get the Emes to Kipshat. And if you, the learner, who's in front of us right now or on the recordings, and I thank you for listening to the recordings as well, if you find this to be very complicated and difficult, it's because it's a complicated and difficult topic. It just reminds me of many years ago, a friend of mine asked me, he said, oh, I see, what Pachad Yitzchak are you learning, he says to me. I told him, learning Shabbos. He says, oh, Shabbos is very difficult. So I was happy he told me that, but for me, all of Pachad Yitzchak was difficult. But he was saying specifically Shabbos and Pachad Yitzchak was difficult. So I'm going to point out this happens to be a very difficult topic here. Let's see the next words. Look at the Maral says now. So back to the Maral now. And once again, I want to make sure it's clear. Every single prat and detail, and I use a word of every T has to be crossed when you do the mitzvah, and every I has to be dotted. There's nothing which is inconsequential and not important to fulfilling the mitzvah. We're discussing here the Rambam's saying, "Avo sheyishchait min hatzaver v'lo yishchait min ha'oyrif l'davar hazeh ein loitam." The reason behind it, the smaller things, a mitzvah yesh ba dvarim pratiim ein lahem tam. That's what the Rambam says. Comes along the Maral ubevaday. Says the Maral, Ein Tam Lepirush Hazeh. Okay, so I don't know if he's using a little humor, because he says Ein Tam. There's no reason behind this explanation. Ki al kol ha-teiro, amay ha-kosov, and he brings psukim to explain that every single prat, uprat, has a tam behind it. As the pasuk says in Dvarim Dalet Ches, ki mi goy godol, asher laichukim u-mishpotim, Tzadikim kechol ha-toyr ha-zois. And Rashi says, Pirush Rashi Shom number 9, Tzadikim hagunim u-mekubolim. Further, says the Maral, V'omaroid, u-shmartim v'asisem kihi chochmoschem u-binaschem l'enei kol ha-amim. Asher Yishmun Kol Achukim Ha'ele. And the Maral is bringing these specific psukim to bring out Harei Ki Kol Dovr Shebetoiro. Bichlal Ubeprat. Every aspect that's in the Torah, the generalities and the details, Hakol Divrei Chochma. And this is where the Maral is going to go with this approach of Divrei Chochma. So it's a little foreshadowing because his next paragraph goes to the Ramban. But keep this in your memory bank. Like Moshe Chishev, who, meaning the Rambam, ki ledvar ma'pratim ein tam klal. Ki loy hoya ze Torah shel Chochma. If it's not, if the pratim don't have a tam, says the Maral, it's not a Torah shel Chochma. And that's the Maral, once again, will go with that approach, that it is a Torah shel Chochma. It's a Torah shel Chochma, every single prat is a Torah shel Chochma. And that's why every single prat has a tam behind it as well. So before we jump ahead with the Maral's pshat, let's now go to the Ramban. On top of the next column, the Ramban says like this. The understanding is of the Ramban is that the mitzvahs are madrichos ha'odim l'toiv. They direct a person to do good. That's how the Ramban learns this. The Ramban pirish bazeh. This the Ramban is in Dvarim Chabeis Vav. Kima she'amar, this that Chazal, the Medrash says, v'chi ma'irich ba'as la'kosh baruch hu, what does it make a difference to Hashem? The Medrash says, is pointing out like, to klapi shmaya doesn't make a difference. In regards to HaKosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't matter where you shecht. And he brings a pasuk in Iyov, im tzidkos ma'atif oloi, if you do the righteous things the correct way, what does it make a difference to Hashem? Ma'atif oloi. Aval bevada, HaKosh Baruch Hu tziva ha-mitzvahs l'tayelis l'tayif l'ahem kol ha-yom. But rather, HaKosh Baruch Hu commanded to do the mitzvahs l'tayelis for the benefit u'l'tayif l'ahem for Kla Yisrael kol ha-yom. Well, Medrash Chachamim b'Yalamdenu, which is Medrash Tanchuma in Parsha Shmini. So that was, this is now Mitzoy Shavas Tazriya Mitzoy, so it was last week's Parsha, if you will. So you see how everything ties in together. Parsha Zoy Sachayo, v'chi ma'ich v'as l'kosh boruch ben sheichet behema v'oichel, oi noichet v'oichel. So the Medrash Tanchuma asks, or says, what does make a difference to Hashem when they do shchita and you shech the animal and eat it? Or you poke the animal and kill it like that, and then you eat it. Klumat ma'yiloi, are you helping make a difference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or klumat ma'zikoi, are you offending or affecting negatively, harming Hashem? Kiviyachol. Nechi ma'echves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ima'echol taharois ha'tmeyois, ima chochmas chochmas chochamto l'cha. If you eat something which is tar, something which is tamay. Holei nitna toiro, elo litzar fabriyo, shenemar, imus Hashem maros tahiros. So now he brings the pasuk as in Yud Bei Zayin, Imrais Hashem. The statements of Hashem are Amoris Dehoyrus, and also Mishlei Kol Imrais Alakatz Rufa. All the things of Hashem are to refine us. So we have a Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, we have candles. Right, right now we're sitting under light. If we didn't have this light, we couldn't see the words. So, what do we do in the Beis Hamikdash? And you go to the Kodesh and you light the menorah. Says the Maral, says the Medrash. It's the Medrash. Does Hashem need a light? Hashem doesn't need a light. Does Hashem need the Ktayrus, the nice incense? Hashem doesn't need that. You know, they have things that you plug into your house, your filtering system, that sends out nice smelling odor throughout the vents. You know what I'm talking about, right? So Hashem doesn't need the light, Hashem doesn't need the Ketoros. Rak neida ha'emes v'nizke boy ha'chinyeh ru'uyim l'yoyis hu yizborach megin aleinu. So, second to last line on the right column on the bottom, the Maral says, the reason why we have these mitzvahs is that we should do the mitzvahs, we should fulfill the mitzvahs. Once we come to fulfill the mitzvahs properly, we're doing gzeiros ha'melech, I use the words in the Rambam, in the Ramban, if you will, then Hashem will be megin aleinu. Hashem will protect us. Ki roiv kivudenu usfurenu v'sihiloisenu l'efes v'soyu nechshuvu. Our giving covered and everything and praising Hashem l'efes v'soyu nechshuvu. It's considered to be like nothing. Take a look at 14. Very timely. Just finished Yom Tov Pesach. Just said Yom Tov Pesach. Va'afilu izachnu floisa shasar. And even if we mention the wonders that Hashem did for us, shetziva lasos lizecher yitzias Mitzrayim, that Hashem commanded us to make a zecher yitzias Mitzrayim. V'maisa bereishis. The benefit is not for Hashem, but that we should know the emes. V'nizke boy, and merit through that, that Hashem will protect us. Ki diburenu v'zichreinu v'nifloisov me'eves v'soyu nechshevu loy. The Ramban says that our praise, our fulfillment of the mitzvahs, generally speaking, has absolutely zero benefit to Hashem. It's like an ant praising us. It's not even like an ant praising us, because we are less than an ant, klal Yishmaya, in regards to Hashem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system that if we can be makir the emes, we can acknowledge the truth, and we can appreciate what Hashem has done for us and follow the mitzvahs, and Hashem says, you're doing the right thing. As just like we see in the second paragraph of Shema. When we do the mitzvahs, the rain will come down. When the rain comes down, we have our food. We don't do the mitzvahs, chas v'shalom, and we get off the proper path, the rain of atzaras v'shamayim. Hashem closes the faucets, and the rain doesn't come down. Once again, back on top, Al-Zeh Mevi, second column, Pech Kuf Tesvav, Al-Zeh Mevi, Raya min Ashechim in Etzavra, Amin Ha'irif. Laimei Shekulum L'Te'el Islanu. They're all benefits for us. V'loi L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ma ichpas lei v'chulei. Elo lanu heim l'adrichenu, Benesivus harachemim af b'shas shchita. The Ramban's approach is doing the mitzvah trains the person in a proper way of living, in a correct way of living. Elo lanu heim l'hadrichenu, to direct us, to teach us, benesivus harachem, in the paths of mercy. Have mercy. We know that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the great, one of the greatest tzaddikim of our Klal Yisrael, his neshama is the neshama of Yaakov Avinu. Rav Dali Shur elaborates on this from the Midrashim. He told the animal that was going to be, you know, that was the purpose of the animal to be shechted. He said, go to your tafkid. And the fi madrigosa, he was punished. The mitzvahs lahadrichenu b'nesivus harachmi are there to teach us how to be merciful. I just want to point out, it's the same thing we learn in the Pel Yotzer, that when a person gives tzedakah, when a person does chesed, when a person does a mitzvah for someone else benefits from it. It's not the one who did the, let's say I opened the door for you. So you're coming with five packages, I opened the door for you. Right? So, who benefited? Yes, you benefited because I opened the door. You couldn't get the door open. It's the doer of the mitzvah who benefits the most. It's the one who gives the tzedakah who benefits the most. It's the same thing over here. It's not Hashem who the carbon was brought to, the ketores was done, the menorah was lit, so to say, for. Hashem doesn't need any of it. Hashem created a situation in this world that when a person gets tzedakah, he, the Reuven, the one to give her the tzedakah, gets schar. Therefore, Hashem created situations for Reuven to be able to give tzedakah. Now, did Shimon, or did the yeshiva, or institution, whatever it was, that he gave the tzedakah to, did they benefit? Of course they benefited. They got the tzedakah. But more than the one who received it gets something, is the one who gave. And that's the same mindset over here as well. V'hevi Ramban, Raya Cheres from Tanchuma. does it make a difference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we ate taharos or tameyos? You know, these are very good questions with which people many times, and I've said this off the recorder, I'll say it on the recorder, many times people, bachurim in yeshiva, high school age, when the brain starts functioning to a degree where, like, you know, they start thinking, not just doing something because their parents said to do the mitzvah, and they say, well, it doesn't make a difference, you know, like, you know, tar, tamei, kosher, treif, what's make a difference? And then they get into the big one. You know, one of the biggest kashas people have? One of the biggest kashas people have. And this doesn't sound funny, but I'm being serious. You ready for this? 6 hours. Why do I have to wait 6 hours? And how come he waits? Germany to send 3 hours. And then you have another person. I have friends years ago from Denmark. They waited an hour. So I heard somebody ask the question, either one of us is right or one of us is wrong. Okay, first of all, that's incorrect. And we're not getting here to discuss tonight 6 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour. But this is a big issue for many people. Sounds funny, right? But it really is. Yeah. And that's fine, we're not getting to that now. But the topic of discussion over here is the reasons for the mitzvahs. Does it make a difference to Hashem? He says no. The Medrash tells us, Rak shul yoseinu nikiya ha-nefesh ha-chamim meskilim ha-emes. Bo'oid v'medrash, Tanchuma says further, Zoyis ha-chayo kach amar David, ha-keil tomim darkoi. This is in Tehillim Yud-Ches Laman Aleph, like I mentioned earlier. Ha-keil tomim darkoi. Imrois Hashem tzerufo. There's a third pasuk we see on this point, that the ways of Hashem are pure, and His sayings, which means His mitzvahs, are tzrufa, are to refine us. Bishvil etzaris b'yoysov explains the Ramban to, like he said above, the nesiva sarachamim, to bring us in the path of mercy, to act properly, compassionately. Ma'ichvas lakos baruchu shayuch Yisrael b'lo shchito, o shiya Yisrael noiche v'oichel shoychit min atzav v'na oirev teida shaloid. Nitztavu al shchito al tzareif es Yisrael. The reason why we have these mitzvahs is to refine us. Ki la'ase lava yoyse sudu l'sadikim. And the proof is bringing here that the reason for the mitzvahs is l'tzareif v'yisanu, is to refine us, because in the future, in the future, he's going to make a suda for tzaddikim. Ve'en sham shchita, and there's no shchita. Ad eile b'shvil livdoig letzarif es Yisrael ad kan. So the Ramban, his point, if you understand, have to understand, of the mitzvahs is letzarif es abriyos, is to refine us. And the sivas arachim, to go on the path of mercy. Now, I'm going to ask a question, and I'm a little uncomfortable to ask the question on the recorder, so I could have technically paused it first and then asked the question, but I'll ask it on the recorder. I don't know what the Leviathan is, but I always thought it was a fish. I don't know what it is. It must not be a fish. Why? Because fish don't eat shechita. And the suda for tzaddikim is the Leviathan. What do you do with a fish? You take the fish and give it a clap over the head and finished. No shechita. So I'm obviously missing something here, because he says, one of the proofs the Ramban says, teida shalom stavu ala shechita elu letzarif es Yisrael, because in the future, ki la'asu lovoi oise su'udu letzadikim, and what's the food we're going to be eating? Not ragalach. What are we going to be eating? Leviyasa. V'ein sham shchita, and there's no shchita by Leviathan. 1 second, if it's a fish, you don't need shchita. So I'm obviously missing something. Okay, putting that aside, going further, you like the question? Okay, fine. Okvar manu, Now the Maral pushes aside the Pshat of the Ramban. So he doesn't like the Rambam's Pshat, and he doesn't like the Ramban's Pshat. V'ramayinu, she'i asher loyma she'yu mitzvus ha'toyru al derech shapirish Rambanzal. So as we already explained in the Perek Vav, that it can't be litzarf as a briyos to refine us alone for to be the reason. And that alone is this is the great Ramban, of course we said earlier the great Rambam, right? So if that's not what the mitzvah is for, then what's the mitzvah for? L'gvoya banu midas toivos. Alderach shapir Ramban zal. So the Ramban says as to embed in us, imbue in us, midas toivos. Ki loy tucha lefarshkach. The Ramban says you can't explain like this. Why? Because the majority of the mitzvahs, we don't know the reasons for them. So then, what is a proper approach that the light of the mitzvah is going to shed upon us if we don't know the reason for the mitzvah? That's what the Maral says on the Ramban. It could be. The Ramban will say back to the Maral, what do you mean? You have to know the reason for the mitzvah. I'm saying this with hesitation. Once again, we're talking about the Maral and the Ramban. So I'm with hesitation. I'm saying that the Ramban might say back, the doing of the mitzvah is a tzair of sabrios. You, the Maral, are saying, well, we don't know all the reasons for the mitzvahs, and therefore that's why it can't be letzair of yisanu to refine us. The Ramban says, the Ramban might say back, no, the act of doing it might itself be training the person to be refined. Kisi Adam, coming up the blood of the animal, of the chaya, right? That itself. Do you have to know all the reasons? Now, there's a medrash that says after Adam found Hevel, he didn't know what to do with him. It sounds strange, right? What did he do with him? Go bury him, right? You know, Cain didn't know how to kill Hevel. I don't know where he got killed before. Sounds like what the cavemen, they don't understand. Of course not. That's not the case at all. And that's why Cain kept them banging at him until he killed him. This brought down like this. The birds and the animals came, the Mezumedrash, and helped bury Havel, something like this. I don't remember seeing it recently, but it's along these lines. Because of that, we're Makir Toiv, and we cover the blood of the Chaya and the Oif. That's understanding of Olot Kisi Adam. But that's a pshat. So the Maral is attacking the Ramban over here, that how could you say that the mitzvah Olot Tzarev HaSabriya is meaning, that's Chazal, that it's to Nesiris HaRachlin to teach us to be merciful if we don't know the reasons behind all the mitzvahs? So the Ramban might say back, well, we don't need to know the reasons behind them all in order to fulfill the refinement of the mitzvahs. So just as a overview, the direction the Maral wants to take, we all know there are seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach. The question is, why are there seven mitzvahs? Why are there seven mitzvahs? Why aren't there five mitzvahs? Why aren't there 25 mitzvahs? B'nei noyach. Meaning, originally, everyone had to keep these mitzvahs. The Maral is going to go with an explanation Apidarkoi, that like this, there are seven different directions, including the point in the middle. Okay? And in order to keep on track, you have to make sure you keep those seven mitzvahs. And then not deviate from what those mitzvahs are. Okay? Sanhedrin, Nun Vav, Omer Aleph, on the bottom, for the list of the seven mitzvahs. Those seven mitzvahs are lo yisasei. They're all lo yisasei. Because as we have learned in the Mahalach of the Ramban, of the Maral rather, is that the lo yisasei is to keep us on track. Right? So that's why all seven mitzvahs are lo yisasei, including dinim, making courts. Right? Okay, we're not going to talk explanation on that. And then the Maral is going to say that when it comes to Klal Yisrael, because of, as you said off the record a few minutes ago, that Klal Yisrael, our goal is to be Eloki as much as possible. Therefore, we need 365 and 248. It's not enough, Sheva Mitzvahs. That's not going to cut it for us. That's going to cut it now for the rest of the world, or originally for everybody before we had the Tariq Mitzvahs. Okay, we're going to stop here tonight, and the Mitzvah pick up with this point at the next year. The Sheva Mitzvahs are Meineya, the Yetzia Me'aseder. The goal of the Sheva Mitzvahs is to prevent us from getting off the track.